Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Acting is a tough profession in Toronto, what with the agents, auditions, and landing roles, but it's even harder when all the parts out there are white and you're not. You end up taking stereotypical roles like gang member if you're black, taxi driver if you're South Asian, or angry dim sum customer if you're Chinese. Sometimes it seems like the only call you is when they have to fill a quota. But things seem to be changing with big budget Hollywood action movies and rom-coms featuring black and Asian casts. Is this a sea change, or will most actors remain just tokens? Tokens is a satirical web series about actors of color and what they have to go through just to get a role. Now in its second season, it brings in new controversial topics, things like white fragility, diversity quotas, and BLM protests, but dealt with in a humorous, tongue-in-cheek manner. With a large cast and just 8 minutes per episode, this fast-moving series keeps you guessing between laughs. The series was created by writer-director Winnie Jeong and stars Connie Wong as Sammy, a woman trying to make it big, and Ryan Allen as Damar, her friend, competitor, and erstwhile romantic interest. Winnie is an award-winning filmmaker and alumna of the Women in the Director's Chair and is known for TV shows like Coroner. Connie has had multiple screen nominations, including the Canadian Screen Award for Best Lead Performance and TV roles in great shows like The Boys. And Ryan is a star of stage and screen with a leading part on Broadway in The Book of Mormon and on TV in Titan, Star Trek, and Between. Series will be launched on iTunes on November 29th. Don't miss it. And I'm very pleased to have Winnie, Connie, and Ryan all here to tell us more about Tokens. Hi, Winnie.
Hi.
Hi, Connie.
Hi, Daniel.
And hi, Ryan.
Hello, Daniel.
Thanks so much for coming in. Winnie.
Pleasure.
Welcome. Thank you.
Winnie, you created this series about the use of token minorities in the acting profession, told from an insider point of view. Why did you decide to make a series on this well-known but seldom talked about phenomenon?
So I actually created Tokens as a response to not getting opportunities to direct. And so I had to write something that I knew, and I was a script supervisor for a very long time. And so I was able to observe things on set. And so created this comedy where I was speaking truths that happened every day.
Connie, you play Sammy Pang, the lead role in the series. She's an ambitious actor, but faces obstacles at every turn. How is Sammy like you?
Yeah, so I find we're similar because we're relentless, we're ambitious, and we believe in ourselves. That's really what it is. I think... Speaking for myself as an actress, there's been situations where it always just looks like it's never going to work out, right? It's like, it's not enough money. How am I going to pay rent next month? What's the next job, right? I'm on an acting job. What's my next job? So, we're very similar in that regard in, overcoming obstacles. But at the end of the day, what makes us very similar is the attitude that we have, is that we're going to create our roles, and we're going to create from what works for us.
Ryan, on this season of Tokens, and no spoilers here, of course, but your character benefits from a sudden change in public attitudes following the BLM protests of 2020, when suddenly it was a good time to be black, at least at the corporate level. Have you personally noticed anything like this happening in real life?
I'd say absolutely. There has been a shift to get more representation for black actors in the industry. I think this is a wonderful thing. There is a fine line, though, and Damar wrestles with this line, in tokens where it no longer becomes about giving an underrepresented group a chance to be seen, and is more about an exploitative bottom line for corporate greed. And so where is the happy middle is what Damar and myself are searching for.
And in tokens, there are all sorts of new roles played, things that people have no practice and no training in. For example, the makeup artist is suddenly appointed, I think it was CSL. Is that right? What does CSL stand for?
So CSL is a new term that we created, which is the cultural sensitivity liaison. And there has been a lot more roles like that on set where they are dealing with equity and inclusion. And that's something that has come about, having people of color act as consultants and really being knowledgeable and sensitive to working with people of color.
And Winnie, you poke fun at ethnic stereotypes, while at the same time, including some of your own, like the pressure doting Chinese immigrant parents who put a lot of pressure on their kids. So how close are this kind of parents on the show to your real parents?
My parents never wanted me to be a director or to be in the film industry. I think Chinese parents want to have safe security for them. They've come to Canada with hopes and dreams of giving them a better life. And I think there's a lack of security in the entertainment industry. And so they actually wanted me to be a pharmacist, which is the role that Connie's character, Sammy, was given her dream in season one.
And Connie, there's a cute motif in both seasons that has Sammy's mom bringing her lunch onto the set. Has anything like this ever happened to you?
In terms of my mom bringing food to me on set?
Yeah, or friends or things suddenly appearing on set.
Not so much on set, but my mother is very much like Sammy's mother. Like she's also a teacher at my high school, right? And so all the kids now, and she's been there for 25 years. And the kids, like when I go to visit my high school, they call her Mama Wong because she literally just is always cooking or always just really nurturing and taking care of the children. So she does that to the children. She obviously does that to me and my sister. We always have like lunches made growing up, and yeah. And we lived farther away. I moved to Toronto and I grew up in Windsor, and she would drive with my dad and drop off food like that during university. So
how about you, Ryan? Any similar experiences?
I had very supportive parents for sure. They're always open to me pursuing the arts, even though traditionally a lot of my other friends who had Caribbean parents would dissuade them from that for the exact same reason that Winnie just said, that it lacks that sense of security. But I think that was always like a little superpower I had, that I had parents that were actually supportive of it. And I had an opportunity to bring my dad on set a couple of times just to show him what it was like. And the pride that he had in his face kind of made me feel like it was all worth it.
This is open to all three of you, but Tokens is made in and around the film and TV industry, with everything from the sound stages to the costumes, the makeup, the craft tables, and the agents, ADs, assistant directors. So how close to reality did you make the film? This is open to all of you, but starting with Winifred.
Well, I really harvested a lot of the stories that I was hearing when I started writing this. And the stories where people have awkward thoughts regarding diversity. And so a lot of these things were true stories. I might have embellished it more for comedic effect because that's how my brain works. But that's what I wanted to highlight, is that a lot of these stories are funny, but they're also true.
And I think another thing that's very accurate that we do in the show is portray what it's like to be on set. So Damar plays a stunt coordinator, and I myself in my career, as well as being an actor, I do a lot of my own stunts. So directors don't speak directly to the stunt actors all the time. They speak to the stunt coordinator, and the stunt coordinator has to translate that into actor speak, and that's a job that Damar has in the show. And that's completely accurate. I can attest to that's exactly how it goes.
And I would say, coming from an actor's perspective, especially a BIPOC one, is that the question is always kind of looming. Like, was I just cast right now in this like bit part because I am diverse? Like that's really something that I find myself questioning sometimes when things feel off. So I think this series does a great job at highlighting how it is right now to be on set and giving access to having those nuanced conversations, like who is this character on this set, like, for you, and giving it more depth, giving character more depth too.
I'm speaking with Winnie Jong, Connie Wong, and Ryan Allen about season 2 of their web series, Tokens. Now, web series fill an unusual dynamic with each episode only 8 minutes long, including the credits. So first, how long did it take to shoot this series, Winnie?
Well, season 2, we got an extra day of shooting. We shot the entire series in 9 days.
Wow. So what are the advantages and disadvantages of doing a web series as opposed to a normal TV series?
The disadvantages is that you don't have a lot of money and you don't have a lot of resources. And so you're always doing double duty with a lot of the things that you're doing. Not only was I writing the scripts, I was also directing and producing from a executive producer level, but I was also ensuring that the cast were well taken care of and that the crew was fed. So it's an all-purpose type of role. Whereas I think in television, there is a lot more opportunity to pay creatives what they're worth. And I think part of why I think Tokens should be a half-hour comedy on network television, although I feel maybe the content might be too dangerous, is that we deserve to have the full advantage of giving that access and voice and budget. Mm.
Connie, in season 2 of Tokens, your character Sammy is actually up for a real role with a Chinese element to it. What's that about?
Yeah. So there's like this new Asian flicks that's coming to town. And so Sammy also gets a Hollywood agent. So they do their best to get her in. And then we soon realize, because of the world events happening with the Black Lives Matter rally, that the production, they get cold feet and they're starting to like sway from who they think they should represent on this movie and try to cater it to the world. And so it becomes a very problematic situation. And you find that all the characters are competing against each other for this lead role in an Asian film. So it's hilarious.
Ryan, a recent phenomenon I've noticed in TV shows like Bridgerton and movies like David Copperfield is to have multiracial casts in historical dramas, ones that even 10 years ago would have been completely white. Have you ever auditioned for roles that are non-racially specific?
Yes, I have. And I remember in the past doing so, feeling as though, you know, they're never really going to hire me. They're doing this just to say that they did see a black actor, but this doesn't work. This doesn't make sense. It's not going to fit. But with the recent shift in the past few years, I feel it is very possible to hire a black actor. If you look at the House of Dragons, the Targaryens have black with blonde dreadlocks. And that's super exciting for a black actor like myself to know that the possibilities are continuing to grow and grow and grow.
And finally, Ryan and Connie, if you could play any role at all, regardless of who the character is, what type of role or which role would you most like to play? Let's start with Connie.
I love rom-coms. So I'm here to, I watched so many good rom-coms growing up, like Miss Congeniality and Friends with Benefits. I love that one. So it's my dream to play one of those gals and really show the world that it's possible. You know, you can look different, and be the lead of your life.
Ryan?
And I would say, I started off as an opera singer. So for me, and I've thought about this quite a bit, to be honest, I'd love to play Paul Robeson in a biopic. Paul Robeson was an opera singer. He was a Shakespearean actor. He was a film and TV actor. And he was an activist. He was one of the leading forces in the civil rights movement in the 50s, so much so that he got kicked out of America and had to live in Russia because they accused him of being a communist. And he had a love affair with Uta Hagen. It's a great story. I'm pitching it now. I'd love to play Paul Robeson.
Wow, I could see that. That's amazing. Winnie, you've done a lot of diverse directions of TV shows, but what would be your ideal one?
I want to be able to create my own vision and story. So right now I'm trying to find my voice in near-fi sci-fi drama and trying to create a story where it's more specific to the Asian community, but it has an audience for the world.
Thanks so much for talking with me, all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Daniel.
I've been speaking with creator, writer, director Winifred Jong and actors Ryan Allen and Connie Wong about Tokens, whose second season is opening on iTunes on the 29th of November. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.